Reish Pei Dalet Sif Aleph. We start the Halachas of Av Torah. Read from the Navi, something the Inyan of the Parsha. It should be at least 21 Psukim, unless the Inyan finishes before 21 Psukim, so then we don't jump into different Inyan. But Lachat Chilo, it should be 21 Psukim, and the Mo explains, on Shabbos, 21 Psukim, at least 3 Psukim, connect each one of the 7 Aliyahs that we learn from the Torah. On Yom Tov, that we learn 5 Aliyahs from the Torah, so it's enough for the Av Torah to be 15 Psukim. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah explains, there's once a Gzeira on Klai Yisrael that couldn't be Isaac Matera, so instead they leaned for the Navi, 7 Aliyahs with Brochus, connected the 7 Aliyahs in the Torah, each person leaned 3 Psukim, so they got 21. And in Yom Tov, there was 15, even though nowadays we have one person making a Brochum beginning and end of the Avtera, and doing the whole Avtera together as one person, still we maintain this minig that should be at least 21 Psukim, 15 on Yom Tov. Also, the point that gets Maftin of Teresh makes 7 brachas, connected the 7 aliyahs that are on the Torah, 2 brachas that he makes on his aliyah, Shebracha Banu Shanasalanu, 1 bracha he makes before he starts laying for the Navi, and 4 brachas afterwards. The Ramah says that the Avtera, the only Masakhat laying B'tzibur after Kriyas HaTorah, and if there was no Kriyas HaTorah, then you can read the Haftarah, but you cannot make a bracha on it. Only if there's a Kriyas HaTorah before, then you can make a bracha on the Haftarah. So there's no Sefer Torah, and there's no real Kriyas HaTorah, then Haftarah can only be read without a bracha, but not with a bracha. If there was a real Kriyas HaTorah, but afterwards there really Sefer Torah is possible, that's good enough that you can make brachas on the Haftarah. It's called there was a Kriyas HaTorah, you can make brachas on the Haftarah. If there's no Erev to transport the Navi or the Chumash that's being used for the Haftarah to the Shul, so the minion, the Olam, goes to the house of the person who has the Navi or the Chumash in his house, and they can make the Haftarah, the Brochus, you know, Kriyas HaTorah did not take place there, it took place in the Shul. This is the minion that creates terror in Shul, and now they're coming after at someone's house, claim the Haftarah, they can make Brochus on the Haftarah. Sif Beis, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the Brochus are made in the Haftarah, the last Brochus, mentioning Yom HaShabbos is that, we did not mention Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is not something that's B'chayiv HaHaftarah, only Shabbos is. The Arshid is in the Rishonim, the Mechaber mentions that even though you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Chasima of the Brochus, but you do mention in the middle of the bracha, L'maisa Minig is not to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Berachas HaHaftarah B'chlal, since Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayiv HaHaftarah. Sif Gimel, everyone in the audience should listen to the brachas of the people who make the Aliyahs on the Torah, and the brachas of the Maftir and the Haftarah, and answer Amen. This will help count towards Meir Brachas, a person will have to count to say 100 brachas every day, and on Shabbos you have less, because you don't have so many brachas during Shemana Esrei, so though you add Musaf, but the loss of the extra brachas, the middle brachas from the Esrei, causes you to often to be lacking from the 100, and by listening and saying Amen, Mr. Burr explains, considers you made the bracha yourself, it can count towards the 100 brachas. Mr. Burr says, therefore the people who get the aliyahs and get the Haftarah should make the brachas b'kol ram, so everyone can hear and answer Amen properly. You should not say Amen after the words Emes V'Tzedek in the Brachas HaHaftarah, or after the words Aner Marim Be'emes in the Bracha before the HaHaftarah. That's not considered the ending of the Bracha, that's considered the Hemshech and continuation to what's after it. Sif Dal, the cotton, could get Maftir and HaHaftarah. And the Mo adds, if they call it from after, somebody does not know how to read the HaHaftarah, so somebody else will say the HaHaftarah. He discusses it here because it's probably more common by a cotton. They call them off from after, and they realize after the O, does not know how to do the HaHaftarah. But really, it's by God also, because it's called up for Aliyah. Now comes time for Haftarah. He does not know how to read it himself. Someone else could do it. But the Ma says, we should not do this. We should call up from after somebody who will be able to read the Haftarah themselves. And really, the Ma, if you look carefully, Mishnah Berurah, the Ma is discussing a case of somebody who does not even know how to make the brachas in the Haftarah. So that's not like to have one person get Maftir, another person make the brachas and say the Haftarah. And nowadays, the person who gets Maftir is always somebody who can make the brachas in the Haftarah. Just he does not necessarily read the Haftarah. Mishnah Berurah explains, especially that we have the Nevi'im written L'chatchila on the Klaf, and looks Mamash like a Sefer Torah. So the same way the Bakari reads the Kriyas HaTorah on behalf of all the Olam, and they read along quietly. So Bakari also, whether the same Bakari or a different Bakari, he reads the HaFtarah, and you know the person I'm after is not allowed to read the HaFtarah, that's fine, it's no worse than Kriyas HaTorah, that the Olam makes the Bracha, and the Shatz reads the Torah out loud. Here also, the Olam, he makes the Brachas in the HaFtarah, and the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, the Bakari, he reads the HaFtarah out loud, the same thing we do by a Sefer Torah. Sefer. Let's say the person who's leading the Haftarah is nishtatik in the middle, he gets stuck and he can't go any further, he has a problem, he can't speak any further, can't read any further, someone else is taking over. So just like B'kriyas HaTorah, the halacha is you have to go back to the beginning of that aliyah. Here also, the person who takes over in the middle has to go back to the beginning of the Haftarah. Does he make a new bracha in the beginning? Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes B'kriyas HaTorah, and same shayla over here, and some brachas l'halkal, and therefore there's no new bracha rishayna made on it. The halacha that you go back to the beginning applies not just if the oil himself is laying the Haftarah, but even if there's a chazan, a shliach tzibur, a bakari is laying, if a new person takes over in the middle, he has to go back to the beginning. Two people should not read the Haftarah together at the same time out loud. Trei kolam mishtamoy. No one gets hurt properly, nor should you chetchila have two different people splitting up reading the Haftarah. Shmuel brings to the Magen Avraham that somebody wants to read along quietly with the person laying the Haftarah, that's fine. In fact, if the one laying the Haftarah is doing it from a chumash, not from a proper cloth, then chetchila one should read along quietly. If it's being laid from a cloth, there's no reason to, but if you want, you could.